Right. Well, everybody seemed to enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of, it was a story that kind of crossed all age, you know, mm-hmm. categories.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because it was interesting the way that Doug structured that character. When she would have her fantasy, they were based in old movies, especially movies that, you know, came out of the 30s and 40s, which the older generation related to those movies.
Right.
And then the moms related to the, you know, the now, the, what's going on, and the kids liked the romance. I mean, it was
mm-hmm.
There was always a cross section of fans. I know that Lisa, for instance, got fan letters from some of those old movie stars that used to watch the show. Wasn't
well,
it?
Well, Betty Davis wrote to Elvira Roussel.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I thought Fred Astaire wrote you.
She played Hope.
Yeah, I think I remember reading that somewhere in a magazine.
Yeah. Yeah, she played Hope.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You
that's
know,
really,
saying something, you know, that so, you know, they were watching those people. Who else? I want to say Kim Hunter used to watch.
Yeah.
Which really blew me away.
Yeah. Well, and Fred Astaire did, because I seem to recall you showing me a letter that said something about, "You got it, kid."
No, that was Betty Davis.
Oh, that was Betty Davis?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that
yeah, I think
was
that
Betty
was the
Davis.
Letter that was, yeah, went to the actress who played Hope.
Oh.
It's like, tell Nola she's got it or something like that.
Right, oh, right.
Wow.
Sad, the stuff I remember.
Yeah.
Well, I remember, you probably wouldn't remember this actress, but I met her while we were doing it, June Lockhart.
Right.
Yeah, and she was in, you know, Tiny Tim and all this other stuff. Her father was Gene Lockhart, the actor. And I met her at a restaurant in New York, and she watched the show, and she was just, you know, infatuated with that entire storyline. She said it was the romance of the 30s and 40s come to life again.